There is a subway station in Nagata-cho, Chiyoda Ward, Tokyo, which is called Kokkaigi Jidomae Station. Just like its name states, it's located near the National Diet Building, and it has a special function. In an emergency, it's said that this station can also act as a nuclear shelter. Members of parliament and other bureaucrats can quickly escape, and in a worst-case scenario that sees Tokyo wiped out, they will be able to survive. Hello, and welcome to Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and on this show we'll be looking at different urban legends from Japan, how they came about, and when possible, the truth behind them. Don't forget to join our newsletter at kawabana.net/newsletter to keep up to date with the latest Japanese horror news and get exclusive stories each week. I send out new and interesting urban legends I come across every now and then, so don't miss out. This week, we're looking at the urban legend of Kokkaigi Jidomae Station in Tokyo. There are numerous legends about the subways and tunnels beneath Tokyo, and this one claims that Kokkaigi Jidomae Station is not just a mere subway station, but a nuclear bomb shelter as well. The station is run by Tokyo Metro and runs on the Chiyoda and Marunouchi lines. It opened on March 15, 1959, and as of 2017, saw roughly 150,000 people pass through its ticket gates each day. It also holds the record for being the deepest underground station in the entire Tokyo Metro network. It's located 37.9 meters underneath the surface. It's important to note that Kokkaigi Jidomae Station isn't the deepest station in Tokyo, however. That honor belongs to Roppongi Station, which is located 42 meters underground. So, how and when did rumors first start circulating that Kokkaigi Jidomae Station was doubling as a secret nuclear bomb shelter? During the Second World War, the Imperial Army began digging beneath the surface of Tokyo to construct air raid shelters. The war was over before most of this construction was finished, and the public were never informed of just where and how far construction had gone before it was halted. This alone is enough for urban legends to spring to life, but there's more to the story. In 1960, Prime Minister Kishi Nobusuke was pursuing a new security treaty with the United States. Many of the public, however, were in opposition with these reforms. Over 100,000 students surrounded the National Diet Building with the idea that if the Prime Minister can't get inside, then he can't sign the New Deal. The joke was on them, however, as Prime Minister Kishi calmly appeared inside the building and signed the new treaty. How did he get in? He certainly didn't enter through the outside. It was impossible for anyone to get through the massive crowd. It didn't take long to hit upon the only potential answer. He reached the building via the underground. He had to have entered through a secret underground tunnel. A tunnel linking the National Diet Building with the Prime Minister's official residence. The Prime Minister's official residence is located directly above Kokkaigi Jidomae Station. The station officially opened only a year before the protests in 1960, but construction had been ongoing for much longer. At present, there is an underground tunnel that connects the Prime Minister's official residence, the House of Representatives, and the National Diet. However, this tunnel wasn't completed until 1963, 3 years after the Prime Minister mysteriously appeared inside the National Diet Building. To this day, no information has ever been given as to how the Prime Minister managed to get inside. But the most likely explanation lies underground. The tunnel connecting the official government buildings in Chiyoda Ward has gradually been enlarged and expanded upon over the years. But the original bomb shelter beneath the Prime Minister's official residence was completed in 1942. It featured a tunnel allowing those inside to escape in case of an emergency. But there were plans for other tunnels connecting it to the National Diet Building at the time as well. This tunnel was designed to be built roughly 13 to 14 meters underground, but the war was over before construction was completed. Nobody knows how far construction got before the project was called off, but considering the Prime Minister was secretly able to access the National Diet Building without travelling above ground, it doesn't seem much of a stretch to assume that the tunnel was completed to a degree that at least allowed people to pass through. So, how does all of this connect to Kokkaegi Jidomae Station acting as a bomb shelter? Urban legends, by their nature, change and grow over time, adding embellishments and taking whatever information is necessary to make them seem more believable. An air raid shelter was built beneath the Prime Minister's official residence during the Second World War. This much is known. A tunnel was planned to connect that air raid shelter to the National Diet Building. This much is also known. There's a good chance it was already completed, or construction continued even after the war ended. But regardless, an official tunnel connecting the buildings was completed in the early 1960s, several years after rumours that there was a secret tunnel anyway. Kokkaegi Jidomae Station is one of the deepest subway stations in all of Tokyo, was completed in the late 50s, and it sits right under the Prime Minister's official residence. It's not terribly difficult to connect all the dots and see why people might start talking about the station itself featuring a hidden bomb shelter. An internet writer by the handle of Yoppi did an interview with a Tokyo Metro employee in December 2017. Amongst various other urban legends said to exist in the Tokyo subways, he asked about whether there was any truth to the rumours that Kokkaegi Jidomae Station featured a secret tunnel leading to a bomb shelter that only VIPs could access. The answer, of course, was no. The employee claimed that Tokyo Metro had nothing to do with the government or self-defense forces, and the rumors likely started because of how deep the station is located underground. The reason the station is located so far down is because of the topography of the area around the Chiyoda line, and because it also has to go underneath the Hibiya line, which runs above it. It was his belief that rumors like these started because people were able to see trains and platforms on other lines that weren't for regular use. If they weren't for regular use, then of course they must be for secret use, when the reality is much more mundane. These platforms and lines exist for maintenance and forwarding. Nothing more. Any secret passages, doors, and platforms were simply for maintenance workers to do their jobs underground and to house the electricity that powers the station. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. You can help support us and get early access to both this show and Koabana over at our Patreon at patreon.com/TaraA Devlin. And if you want even more urban legends, Toshiden Volume 2 is available on Amazon right now, so don't miss out. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you again next time for even more Toshiden. Exploring Japanese urban legends. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koabana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koobana.net now.